And where do you think you've been? No, the bathroom is the other way, young man. You've been to my daughter's room, haven't you? Don't lie to me. We agreed you could stay with us for Thanksgiving on the understanding that you slept in the guest room. And here we are in the small hours of the morning, with you sneaking back from her room in nothing but your underpants. We are a traditional family. We believe in the sanctity of marriage. We ask that you respect that. We were very clear that there were to be no sexual goings-on with our daughter under our roof. What have you two been up to in her room? Have you been messing about? You expect me to believe that, mister? You've been alone with my beautiful daughter in her room and just talked? Drop your shorts. You heard me. Drop your shorts. Yes, right here on the landing. I'm not joking. Drop them now, or I'll fetch my husband. So, you can do as you're told. Just as I thought. You smell of sex. No, you can't weasel out of this. You've been fornicating with my daughter in my home. I could smell it. Smell her on your penis. What did you do? Sweet talk her into disobeying her parents' wishes? Did you have your way with her? Your fun? And then think you could slip back to your room without a second thought? Were you just going to go to sleep, all smug, knowing you'd deflowered my daughter, lying in bed with her scent still on your cock? Well, we can't have that. I mean, it's filthy, disgusting, obscene. I'll clean you, of course. Like this. Oh, shush now. You wouldn't want to wake my husband, would you? Let's get this dick of yours all nice and clean. Lick you from the hilt to tip and clean all of my daughter off of you. Lap up all her juices from where you've been. And clearly giving her a good hard fucking. And your balls too. Can't forget these huge, heavy balls. There. All done. Though, now you're all hard. Very hard. No, not yet. I can't have you going back to bed all stiff like this. No. You'll only lay in bed masturbating, and that won't do it all. So, let me just take care of that for you. Well, you were happy enough to put your cock into my daughter. Why not me too? I can't have you jerking yourself off in the guest room. Thinking of my daughter, no doubt. Thinking of what nasty things you'd like to do to her. No, I can't have that. So better I take care of you before you go back to bed. The very idea of you touching yourself as you fantasize about my girl and the wicked things you want to do to her is so very wrong. Oh, fucking her from behind, no doubt. Slamming yourself into her perky behind. Oh, have you fucked up her ass yet? Or are you working up to that? Oh, persuading my sweet, innocent daughter that she will love anal sex. Well, oh, resisting, is she? Oh, telling you she's unsure. You dirty, reprehensible young man. Oh, corrupting my daughter. No, I need to suck all these impure thoughts out of you. Cleanse you so you won't sneak out with my daughter behind our backs while you stay with us. I bet my poor girl has no idea how wicked you truly are. Oh, what a nasty, dirty young man she's dating. We invite you over to our home for Thanksgiving and use that as an opportunity to turn my daughter into a slut. Is that what you like? To treat women like whores? Yeah. Well, show me then. Show me how you like to use women. How you like to use my own daughter. That's it. Hold my head. Fuck my throat. Fuck my mouth. Like you fucked my daughter. I've tasted her. Cock. Cream. Well, then now I want to taste you. Come down my throat. Shoot your load into him. My daughter. Do him. Spunk into my belly. Yes. 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 Come. Yes. Delicious. Oh, I can see what my daughter sees in you. But I seem to have made more of a mess. My drool is all over your cock and balls. Let me clean you all up. That's better. Now, back to your room, young man, and where to speak no more of this. But there will be no more fucking my daughter. Is that clear? And if you really need to empty those balls of yours again, well, just let me know. I'm always happy to entertain a house guest.